Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we have a massive lead. I don't even like telling you that, to be honest with you. We have a massive lead. First time ever a Republican was leading by a lot in early vote. It didn't happen. The Republicans would always be way behind. They believe in going on election day, so we're going to let you go on election day, right? But they waited till the end always. Democrats would always have hundreds of thousands of votes, and then you either catch them or you don't. You never know what's going to happen. But Republicans have never been in the lead, and not like this. It's a big number.
It is obviously a very big day, and we're now joined by someone who is a very big deal, the one, the only, Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First.
Wow, I got it all there. I got Tina, I got the drum roll, I got Trump. I mean, that was next level. I mean, it suits the day. I mean, we have a very big day today, and appropriately, you gave me three intros wrapped in one.
We do what we can do for you, Todd. I'm just telling you.
Big day, from what I'm told. Everybody keeps saying this.
Yeah, in fact, so important that the guy who gets up at, 11 o'clock yesterday to get in and go to work this morning has to leave after a Fox and Friends hit to drive to Pennsylvania to do more work. Is this correct?
Technically it is, but don't make me a martyr. This is really good, and let me explain why.
Okay.
My wife recognized this, too. She's like, you B-A-S-T-A-R-D, you're going to get to sleep. I was like, you're right. Because everybody's like, oh, you're going to be up all night. They're like, I'm going to dip in and out, but my job tomorrow is diner. My job is not reporting election results. I need to be rested so that I can speak to people. I will know the election results when I wake up. I am pretty confident in that. I will know of the 50 states what I need to know about each of the 50 states. So good dinner and nap time for Toddy Boy.
I can't do that. I can't fall. There's just no way I'll be able to go to bed tonight not having any idea of where it stands.
Oh, wow.
I get that. So what the play is, look, it's going to be a haul out to Pennsylvania because there's no flight. So we're going to, as soon as I wrap with you, I'm going to go do my Fox and Friends hit and then hit the car, and we're going to drive and then hopefully get to the hotel around, I'm hoping before 2 in an ideal world, so 5-hour drive. And then, you know, conk out for a little bit, have a nice dinner, come back, and then just, like, lie in bed and set my alarm so that I have a hunch this is going to be, like, an hour on, hour off kind of deal tonight. But cumulatively, a lot of sleep. And as long as I have that CPAP machine on, my breath will be good and my lungs will be good.
And I know why your wife said that, right? Because you can relax, you can have a cocktail. There won't be any kids interrupting your slumber tonight, right?
Those freaking children. And you know, like, I get to, like, do me, you know.
Yeah, thank
my
you.
Wife and I, of the 7 days a week, my wife and I get 1 hour to where we get to hang with each other. That's definitely not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday night, or even Sunday. It's only Saturday night. So to get a Tuesday where I get to, like, watch the return, and you know, it's going to be glorious. Sorry, wife, but...
So my question then would be, does Fox put a limit on the cost that you can spend in that minibar or not?
We have a per diem, but it's sizable. Like, the per diem is meant for a city.
Oh, okay? Good.
I'm going out to the middle of Pennsylvania. I'm going to be good, you know?
Hey, did you see Trump was on stage last night till, what, past 2 a.m.?
Yeah, it was 1:15 or 2 o'clock?
Mark, you'll appreciate this. You know, in local news, everything says, and last night, blah, blah, blah. We have to change all the scripts. Like, President Trump just wrapped up his thing this morning, like 10 minutes ago, Trump wrapped up. So.
Yeah, how many 78-year-olds do you know that were still up at 1:30 last night unless they got up to go to the bathroom? I mean, seriously.
Mark.
My dad has not seen that time of night unless it's a bathroom run ever. Like, even in his 20s, my dad was like, I can't sleep. I got 9 o'clock. I'm in bed. So now my dad's 82. Much different scenario, right?
Yeah, yeah. So what city will you be in tomorrow, Todd? Or is that top secret?
No. They published an article on it in the Tyrone. I better check that. By the way, if I'm wrong, hopefully I'll know that.
Yeah.
But it's Tyrone, Pennsylvania, the way I read it. Maybe it's Tyron, but I'm thinking it's Tyrone.
Yeah, so and where is that? Was that closer to Pittsburgh?
It's close. It's near Penn State. So,
okay,
yeah, and you're
right.
Like, you were just in Penn State on the weekend. Yeah, I'm going back. But there was no good airport to fly into, so we're going to drive. And we're going to be doing a Family Chill and Grill is the name of the restaurant. So, you know, friends and family out there, have them come to the Family Chill and Grill, and we're going to talk to the voters and see what it is. Is it going to be a celebration, a funeral, or much of the same where we are today? Like, I voted for Trump. Yay! We don't have results.
Will we even know? I mean, I'm hopeful that we're going to know by tomorrow morning, but I don't know. I mean, what if this stretches out until Friday?
Yeah.
Thursday?
Yeah. I kind of wonder if the only way we know is if it's a landslide that doesn't require Pennsylvania. That's got to be where you're hedging your bets here, right?
Well, what if that's the case?
Yeah.
Like, what if Pennsylvania is irrelevant? Do I just get sleep in?
Maybe.
Go to the diner for like, just an omelet? Be like, the camera will cut to me and be like, oh, there's nothing here. Like, I'd like rye toast, please. Like,
it could be worse, Todd. Really, things could be worse if that happened, I got to say. Well, listen, my friend, I know you got a hit with Fox, Big Fox, coming up in a minute. Have a safe trip, and we'll be watching you in the morning.
Hey, big night. We'll see what happens. We will catch you on the flip side, potentially. If this thing is extended to next Tuesday, giddy up.
Yeah,
please, no.
No kidding. All right, Todd Pyro, thank you.
Talk to you later.
See you, my friend. Yeah, good. How about that? The life of a network TV star.
I don't think people feel that bad for him, though, if he's going to get a nice, delicious dinner and stay in a hotel.
Take a nap. Get some rest.
He might be there till Friday.
Have a steak.
Yeah,
he may be there the rest of the week.
I've done coverage like that. It's not that bad.
No.
You have long days. It's not that bad.
It could be worse. It could. I figured maybe they were going to make him do something for this evening, and because in local news, that's what they do. They would make you drive 8 hours, turn something for the tonight, and then get back up early in the morning and be live tomorrow morning because of a lack of resources. Fox clearly doesn't have that problem.
Yeah, or you have to turn something when you get back at like midnight. You have to write a story for the morning show that's fresh. And you're there till 3 in the morning.
Lots of rain. You've heard Sue. Her traffic reports have been doing a great job covering all of the roadblocks out there. How's it affecting voting locations? I know the lines are still long. I'm getting reports from South County on that a few minutes ago with people wrapped around buildings. We're going to talk to Rick Stream, the county elections director for St. Louis County, when we come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Berger, Missouri, the tabulator wasn't working and we had to put our ballots in the back of the machine as well. A lot of unsettled people with that happening. First thing this morning saying the ballots were too long for the machine.
Ah, Maybe that's the problem. When our friend Mark Pratt called in earlier, he said that they had to deliver a different set of ballots to their location. This is the second box truck we've seen delivering the correct ballots. Now, that is in St. Charles County, to be specific. There were tabulator problems. Maybe it was the size of the paper. I don't know. Hopefully, those are being addressed. I did reach out to Kurt Barr. I have not heard back from him. But I am also getting reports of long lines in St. Louis County this morning, even in the rain. Rogers Elementary, I know, was one of the ones. Another report there on the Telegraph Road. Six different polling places. Every single one of them, my friend drove by, was packed this morning. And we've got Rick Stream, the St. Louis County Elections Director, on the phone. Rick, busy morning. Thanks for giving me a minute.
Sure. No problem, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
So what are you seeing versus what you expected today with all this rain?
Well, we're seeing the lines that are long, which we expect. That always happens on election morning, especially in a presidential. You're going to see long lines. They're probably not quite as long as they would have been if we hadn't had nearly 270,000 people vote early this time around, which beats by 40,000 the number of early votes from 2020. So, but we'll have long lines in the morning. I've told people that generally speaking, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, things will really be a lot shorter. And if they can wait, that's what they should do, is wait until this afternoon.
But as Kim has been reporting all morning, I mean, assuming somebody gets there at 6:50 and there's still a line and they're in line at 7 o'clock, they still get to vote, right?
Oh, absolutely. 7 p.m. If you're in line at 7 p.m., you will get to vote. We've during this no-excuse absentee period, we had long lines of people in line when we closed at either 4:30 or 1 o'clock on Saturday. And, for instance, yesterday we closed at 5. We didn't actually shut down voting people until 7 p.m. because they were in line at 5. So, yeah, if you're in the line, you're going to get the vote.
What is the situation with poll watchers and then obviously maybe poll challengers when the votes are being counted in St. Louis County?
Sure. Well, anybody is welcome to come to our office when we start the tabulation, which will start at 7 p.m. with all of our absentees. We encourage people to come up there. We've got windows there and they can watch. And I usually stand outside with them and just explain what's going on inside the room. But yeah, anybody's welcome to come up here and watch to see what's going on. Poll watchers, poll challengers are welcome in the polling places. Now, they have to have been already assigned by the respective parties, the Republicans and Democratic Central Committee. So, but up here at our office is always open and very transparent about everything we do here. So come on up if you want to see what's going on.
So I know there was, of course, the issue in St. Charles County with these election watchers who wanted to be there early voting. Did you have that? Because the challengers don't come until the votes are being counted, right?
Well, we have poll watchers / challengers. It's kind of the same term, that are in the polling places watching when the voters check in. I was a poll watcher back in 2004 up in Blackjack, in George W. Bush's race against Kerry. And we just sat there and watched the folks being checked in. Back then we had the poll books, remember, not the electronic poll books we have now.
Yeah.
So we just watched to make sure everything was being done properly, presenting proper ID and things like that. But that goes on in the polling places during the day. But anybody, you don't even have to be a poll watcher, poll challenger. Anybody from the public can come up and watch what we do when in our office.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rick, we're talking to Rick Stream, St. Louis County Elections Director. I just want to point something out. I've had you on this show a lot over the years, begging people to volunteer to work the polls. You need more Republicans all the time. It seems every year we're asking for people. I got a message from a friend last night. His wife took you up on your offer, and she became a poll worker. This is the message he sent me. Mark, please encourage folks to sign up to work the early voting polls in the future. Nancy is beat. She's been working polls as a Republican judge 12-plus hours a day for 2 weeks. A lot of the people working with her are 70 to 80 years old. They particularly need Republicans. So, I mean, you clearly got the job done, but some of these people are putting long hours in.
Yeah, Mark, it was unexpected that it would be such a large number of people. We had, on average, over 20,000 people vote every day at our 14 sites. And, yes, our poll workers were just really worn out at the end of that time. And most all of them are working today at a poll. Because we hired existing poll workers to do the satellite locations because we knew they were good workers and they could do the job. But we were not expecting the massive turnouts that we got. We overstaffed and we had more equipment, but it was still not enough. And by the way, kudos to the St. Louis County Library Association because they opened their 10 of their libraries for us to be using as satellites, and they were just overwhelmed. The parking lots were full. They couldn't conduct their own business. So if anybody wants to do a good favor to us, thank the libraries for letting us be there.
Yeah. Rick, what was the – I've been watching these numbers that the county's been sending out every day. What was the peak – number you had for any location in a single day? I see you had 2,500 people at the Board of Elections yesterday.
Yeah, our office was the largest every day, and that's because I think people realized that we had 9 stations here, and so we were able to process a lot of people through quickly, more quickly than our regular satellites, because they only had 4 stations there, which is a normal polling place. So, I'm looking at the chart right now in front of me from over the time. Our office was the largest every day. And the last day, yesterday, we had over 25,000 people vote at our satellites and our office, too. So,
wow.
And we had 2,500 at our office. So a lot of people voted early. And the total, like I said, is 270,000. Which is half of what the total vote was in 2020 in our county, 540,000.
Rick, we appreciate your hard work, my friend. Thanks for giving us some time.
Sure enough. Thanks,
yep,
Mark,
hang
for
in
having
there.
Me on.
You bet. Rick Stream, St. Louis County Elections Director there. Good to get him on. All right, coming up, we're going to talk more about the voter guide and what you can expect if you waited till today to get to the polls.
Government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
Yep, this is your chance to have an impact on that today. If you haven't voted yet, you're going to want to get out there and try to get that done. Please, please do that. So much on the line. You know, I've got a list here when all the polls close nationally. It kind of gives you an idea of when the big results might start getting tabulated, right? The important ones like Arizona. So on Central Time, it's going to be at least 9 o'clock before any results are available out of Arizona. So, you know, polls close here at 7. 9 o'clock Central would be the earliest we'd hear anything out of Arizona. What else am I looking at here? Florida, 6 p.m. We could hear some results as early as 6 p.m. here from Arizona. Georgia, 6 p.m. They could start rolling out some early results out of Georgia. Now, I don't expect it to be done by a reasonable hour, but that's still something to think about. Iowa, 8 p.m. Central Time.
That's
when they expect the first results to be available out of Iowa.
Oh, first results. Yeah, not when the polls close.
No,
okay,
not when
like,
the polls
wow,
close.
That's really late.
This is when the first results might be available from these key states that we're all watching, right? Michigan, as early as 7 p.m., because obviously they're an hour ahead of us. So as early as 7 p.m., you could start to get some absentee ballots and things like that have been counted to come out. Nevada, 9 p.m. I was just texting with our friend Heidi Harris out in Nevada this morning, and she's cautiously hopeful that Nevada comes home for Trump, but she doesn't have a lot of faith in the Republican chair out there, so she's a little worried about that.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
New Mexico, 8 p.m. North Carolina, as early as 6:30, we could start seeing some results out of there. 6:30 for Ohio, probably not before 7 to see anything out of Pennsylvania. So you start to get the idea. These are things we're going to be watching tonight. Are there people out there, do you think, Kim, who still have questions about the Electoral College?
100%.
I don't understand that.
I think that it can be kind of convoluted, and I think that for someone like me now, I understand the process, but sometimes I even have to remind myself, because if I'm being honest, when I was in high school, I didn't care about history. And I know that's awful to say, but I just didn't. That wasn't my subject. I really liked writing English class. Well, now I care. So now I've really invested time to understand this. But everyone's busy, and I think this is one of those things where someone's talking about it and people might kind of nod their head and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But really, you're too embarrassed to ask a question to get some clarification.
Yeah. Well, the founding fathers were brilliant and realized very quickly that if they didn't do something to even the playing field, that national politics would be dominated by big cities. Right. By population centers. And they're like, the only way to give a voice to those smaller states. And when, you know, we were founded and we had the original 13, there were many that were less populated and more rural than others. The only way to give them a fair shake was to do the electoral college. Right. Where you get an electoral vote for each one of the congressional districts in your state. More congressional districts, more votes. Hence, California has more than Missouri. Texas has more than you know, most states, because they're so big. And that's how it works. 538 of them up for grabs. You have to secure 270 of them to win. And what's happened in this country is we don't have red states and blue states. We have mostly red areas with big, bright splotches of blue where the big towns are.
Right, Kansas City and St. Louis.
Whether you look at Missouri in a red and blue countywide map, or you look at the United States by county, you see the same thing. Big blue splotches in the population centers, and then the red areas, right? And that's the only way to make this fair. Or the big blue splotches would dominate national politics. And there are people, Jamie Raskin, some of these Democrats, who want to do away with the Electoral College because they don't want you to have a voice in flyover country. They want their big, you know, liberal, left-wing politics of these big cities to run the entire country. And they won't be happy until they try to achieve that at some point. It's another reason why you can't let them maintain power. Now, all of the states, it's winner-take-all except Maine and Nebraska. They have proportional representation there, so you could win a different congressional district in Maine, and it would split between Trump and Harris, for example. And Nebraska has the same thing, and they tried to change that earlier this year, and they didn't get it done. So anyway, that's how the Electoral College works, and the electors are voted for by the parties, and then they're the ones that are assigned to whatever candidate wins that particular state. If it goes to a split, let's say, for example, there's a tie, 269 to 269, nobody gets to 270. What do they do? Goes to the newly elected House of Representatives. This is key. The Democrats could take back the House in this election, which is why turnout's so important. The newly elected House of Representatives would decide the next president at that point. The Senate would decide the vice president. So if the Republicans control the Senate and the Democrats control the House, you could have a Democrat president and a Republican vice president for the first time in many years. 1824 and 1837 are the last time those two things happen. So that's it in a nutshell. That's why the Electoral College exists, and it's why it's so important. Let's go down the voter guide real quick in case you haven't seen this. You can download it at 971talk.com. The major race is obviously Donald Trump. He's going to win Missouri by 20 points, I'm guessing. Statewide races, Mike Kehoe for governor. He was up 10 or 11 points in the last poll I saw. David Wassinger, you've heard him on here, for lieutenant governor. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, who's going to hopefully make some great improvements in how we vote in the state of Missouri. State Treasurer Vivek Malik, he's the incumbent. Attorney General Andrew Bailey is the incumbent. He's the one that tried to go to court and challenge these DOJ watchers in our system. So U.S. Senate, obviously Josh Hawley is going to he's going to kill Lucas Kuntz. That's probably a bad choice of words, given the fact that Kuntz has now wounded a reporter. But I believe that's what's going to happen in the election today. Ann Wagner, District 2, Bob Onder in District 3, Adam Schnelting, out in Senate 23. You got to get out and vote for these folks. It's a key. They've got a Democrat challenging out there, and you need to get out and vote for Adam Schnelting. Senate 15, if you're in West St. Louis County, it is so important that you get out and vote today. Couldn't get David Gregory, couldn't drag him onto the air these last few days. Don't know why, but the Democrats are challenging in that district too. If they lose either of those races, the Republicans could lose the supermajority down in Jeff City. Let's go to the amendments real quick. Very important. I'll just go down them by number, and this is easy for you. If you're headed to the booth right now, you don't have time to go download the guide. I am a no on everything on the ballot statewide. Amendment 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, and Proposition A. I'm a no. I'm a yes on 7, and I'm a no on all the rest of them. Amendment 7 is the one that would require citizens only voting in the state of Missouri, and it would ban ranked choice voting. You have to vote yes on Amendment 7. I'm a no on the rest of them. And it's very easy. Amendment 3, obviously, is the abortion amendment. I'm a no on that for plenty of great reasons. We'll talk more about those a little later in the 8 o'clock hour. Amendment 2 is the gambling, online, on your phone, right? I'm a no on it primarily because I don't like the fact that they're lying to you about the money it would create for education. There's no guarantee that's going to happen. Zero. They're flat out lying to you when they say $100 million guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. Read the ballot language. It says zero to $28 million potentially once they get through all the loopholes. If they ever claim a profit, some money might go to schools. It's a lie. If that's why you're voting for it, vote no on two. And then you've got Amendment 5 and Amendment 6. 5 is the one on the casino at the Lake of the Ozarks. The people living there don't want it. Why are we forcing this down their throats? This issue shouldn't be on the ballot. I was a no on Amendment 6 as well. This is the one that the Supreme Court threw out how court fees were being used to fund a pension system. Now, it's a pension system for some sheriffs and prosecutors, so it's a fairly small group of folks, but the Supreme Court said that's not how the system's designed. Find a better way to fund it. So what they do, they came back and put it on the ballot as an amendment to try to force it through. I'm a no on that. The government should find a better way to fund those pensions. And then Prop A, of course, is the minimum wage thing that would never end. I saw some flowery thing on the TV yesterday with some woman who says, it would give me guaranteed sick days for my kids. Well, you know what else it would do? It would raise the minimum wage every year with the cost of living increase past $15 an hour. So no more complaints when you go to Qdoba and your burrito is $20. That's the direct consequence of Proposition A. Vote no on that nonsense. Please go to the website, 971talk.com. We'll be back in just a minute. We're going to open the phone lines at 314-241-9797. That's 314-241-9797. What's motivated you to go to the polls today when we get back? Yeah, tell you what, because it is a busy election day, we're going to interrupt Kim on a whim a little bit today. Is that all right, Kim?
Absolutely.
Is that all right with you?
Yes.
All right. So we've gotten a few reports of long lines all over the area. St. Louis County, people out in, I think, Lincoln County earlier had reached out. And I know St. Charles County is having some lines as well. I've heard from some friends who were out there this morning. And we got Kurt Barr, the elections director, on the phone with us. Kurt, thanks for giving me a minute.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So what's going on? A few people have texted me this morning and complained about some issues with some tabulators in a couple of precincts.
Yeah. So a terrible situation that has been resolved. But we had two precincts where the transport cabinet, the cabinet that had all of the ballots and iPads were delivered to the wrong location. So I have two polling places neighboring each other where, so it's precinct 402, 403, the wrong cabinet was delivered to the wrong location. And it took a few minutes for the judges to realize that they had the wrong cabinet of stuff. So as soon as we knew that, we sent our teams out to get the cabinets moved to the right locations. And then while that was happening and while the polls should have been opened, my election judges were telling these people, hey, you can drive up to the election authority, you can vote at the election authority. Fortunately for us, these two locations are 5 minutes down the road. They are really close to the election authority office. And I do know that we had a number of voters from these two polling places come here to be able to cast a ballot. Now, all that's resolved. and the voters are now voting, and everything is working as it should. But yeah, this was a unfortunate situation to start the morning at these two polling places.
Well, I thought we heard something different about people having to put their ballots in the back of a tabulator. So would that be in addition to what you were saying?
So
where they were
that
dropping?
Might have been a different location. So if for whatever reason the ballot counter isn't functioning properly, then we have what's called the emergency slot. Voters will put their ballot there while my team of technicians comes out, gets the machine working. And then as soon as it's working, a bipartisan team of election judges will take those ballots in the emergency slot and then feed them into the ballot counter so that they're counted at the polling place.
Okay.
And this is a normal thing that's done anytime there's a maintenance issue with a ballot counter at a polling place.
But rare, just that one spot this morning, right?
As far as I know, I had only heard of one, and so if that's the one you're talking about, it's probably the same one.
All right, good. So you sent me a graph earlier with early voting numbers, and maybe you could kind of speculate on, given how big that was, are you expecting it to impact the numbers today, since so many people have already voted?
Yeah, so we had 25% turnout already with the absentee voting, but that is, that's about 4,000 more voters who voted early this election than we saw in 2020. And in 2020, we had roughly a 50% turnout on election day. So I think that number is going to stay pretty consistent here in 24. That overall turnout is going to be right about that 75% mark.
Yeah.
So while we had over 70,000 people vote now, I expect to have 150, maybe 160,000 St. Charles County residents vote today across our 104 polling places that we have.
Kurt Barr, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep,
appreciate
take care. Yep, you bet. Good to get him on here. Coming up, we're going to talk to a couple of a voter that is 95 years old and just cast her first vote.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.